I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Fuel tanks in Haiti are often dried up. There's no question, Haiti is in a fuel crisis. Violent gangs have taken over the ports where fuel comes in. On the black market in Port-au-Prince, a gallon of gasoline costs around $30 US. And adding to the national instability, an earthquake on Tuesday and flooding displaced 13,000 Haitians and killed 50. We spoke with Kate Michelle from Radio 4VEH and a ministry partner of Transworld Radio. She says they praise God for continued opportunities for radio ministry and the gospel changing lives.
I've seen people pray for their country before, but I've never seen people pray like Haitians pray for Haiti. And so they're looking to God to meet their daily needs, to provide comfort, to heal, and to intervene in Haiti and to do what only he can do.
And we'll end today with good news from India. Set Free Ministries' Dave McIntyre says their partners are celebrating 20 years of ministry this year. Set Free India is headquartered in Mizoram State near the Myanmar border.
When you think of India, you think of Hindus and Muslims. Mizoram is 98% Christian. The hill people there were headhunters. They converted to Christianity.
Many in Mizoram claim to know Jesus, but their lives show a different truth. Set Free India disciples the downtrodden, teaching them what it means to have a relationship with Christ. Pray for gospel growth as believers reach out to addicts, prisoners, and orphans.
I was there for 2 weeks and spoke in 6 different churches. Most of the men would just put their heads down and go to sleep. It was indicative of the state of the church there in Mizoram. In total contrast, when you go talk to the addicts and the convicts, they are listening and very eager to hear the word of God.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.